And Ben, as you heard, is a master of scepticism, of critical thought. And so is Tim Mendham of the Australian Skeptics, whose conference was held last weekend. It was there that they launched a new award for critical writing, named after Barry Williams. Tim.
It has to be said, Barry Williams was a media tart. For 20 years, he was the face of Australian Skeptics. As president and then executive officer, he was everywhere, representing the skeptical movement across all media and doing it with style and enthusiasm and knowledge and humour and a deep, loud voice. From the very start of the skeptical movement in Australia, when he first put his hand up to start a New South Wales branch of what was then a Melbourne-based organisation, he made it a priority to build a profile in the media, not so much for himself, but rather for the skeptics. He loved it, and as the media would say, he was good talent. Whether he was dealing with an experienced commentator or a fresh-faced journo, he always gave the media what they needed and what needed to be said. He didn't stint on his honesty. As anyone would know, he was never shy in making his opinion known. But he treated the media with respect, even those who were partial to a bit of paranormal belief themselves. And there were, and there are, many of those. Even when the journo, especially in the early days, would ask, "Ah, but do the skeptics believe in themselves?" he'd smile sweetly and give a mild laugh while noting down in his internal list of journos, "Tosser." He didn't take fools lightly, but he had lots of time for a journo who was honestly seeking the truth. Whether it was the fun and basically harmless stuff like UFOs and ghosts, or the more serious topics like psychic rip-offs, or the dark end of the spectrum, the quack cures, the pseudo-medicine practitioners, the anti-vaccination movement, the people who do serious harm to others. He would calmly and often repeatedly explain the evidence and the implications. And he did so with an intrinsically self-deprecating Australian sense of humour. His motto was always take everyone seriously except yourself. So whether it was science or medicine or scepticism or opera or jazz or theatre or science fiction or cricket, especially cricket, his knowledge was extensive and impressive. He'd regularly bet encyclopedia salesmen that he would buy a set of their overpriced books if the salesman could raise a subject that Barry knew nothing about, and he never had to buy one. All this from someone who'd never finished high school. Barry died this year. It was a sad loss. And in memory of him, of his knowledge and his relationship with the media, Australian Skeptics has launched the Barry Williams Award for Skeptical Journalism. We've nicknamed this award the Wallaby, in memory of Sir Jim R. Wallaby, which was the regular nom de plume Barry used for his more whimsical editorial pieces. The award will be given annually with a citation and a $2,000 prize. It will recognise the best piece of journalism in any medium that takes a critical and sceptical approach to a topic that falls within our remit, which is the scientific investigation of pseudoscience and the paranormal. A panel made up of experienced journalists across different media has been assembled to review entries. Among them are Walkley Award winners and even Walkley Award judges. The big issue, of course, is what makes for a sceptical piece of journalism. Should it take a debunking stance or a more general critical thinking approach? We prefer the second. The piece takes a critical investigative approach to a topic, regardless of which side you come down on, though we have to admit it might be a bit of a concern if it came down in favour of the outermost fringes of woo. The award certainly won't go to a puff piece. Serious journalists only need apply. The Wallaby will complement the Skeptics' other awards, which include the Bent Spoon, which goes to the perpetrator of the most preposterous piece of paranormal piffle, which was a phrase Barry created. There are also more positive awards, such as the Skeptic of the Year, and the Thornett Award for the Promotion of Reason. The Thornett Award recognises a member of the public who may not have anything to do with the sceptical movement, but who has done good work for clear and honest thinking and reason. Those awards were announced at the Skeptics Annual Convention, which this year was held in Sydney. The winner of the Inaugural Award for Sceptical Journalism for 2018 was Jane Hansen of News Limited, who has written extensively about the anti-vaccination movement, amongst a lot of other pseudoscience topics. We think this award is a fitting tribute to Barry, whose affection, time, and occasional frustration with the media was a key ingredient of his larger-than-life personality. And it's something to remind us of a really good bloke.
Tim Mendham is Executive Officer of the Australian Skeptics, and he edits their magazine. So do look out for The Wallaby